What's going on, brothers? Slamity out, you know the name? Got a video for you. It's written title, Seven Fleet, Part 7. Here goes. So, a lot of these dried out hags, a lot of these trollops, and a lot of these old bags are angry. They're furious. They're pissed off they had to pay their husband's alimony. Yeah, to pay their husband's alimony, but it was all fun and games when the husband had to pay the wife alimony and child support. It was fun and games when he was plunged into subhuman poverty paying alimony and child support, but now that they have to pay up, the world has to stop. Now that women have to pay their husband's alimony, laws have to change. Things have to get done. But I see it like this. These old hags may say this is unfair. They may get angry at this, but this is equality. That's what this is. This is equality, and they can't thank anybody for this but themselves. I mean, this is what they fought tooth and nail for 60 plus years. They got what they wanted, and now they have buyer's remorse? Are you fucking serious? That 60 plus years of, I'm strong and independent, I don't need no man. But now you have buyer's remorse. You see, I'm going to say it like this. This buyer's remorse in regards to equality, that's going to increase. Especially as we go into the year of the chameleon in the next few weeks. So get used to this. And another thing that you really need to get used to is more of these transgendered athletes and transgenders in general going into these female domains and taking their positions away from them. You need to get used to that too. Because if these women get mad at this, then the silver bullet can always be administered. They can always say they're transphobic. That's right. You see, these are policies that they voted for. These are policies that they got behind. And now it's biting them in the ass. They don't like it. They want it to stop. But as I've told you, brothers, many times, the consequences are not going away. They're just going to wax worse and worse. And these trolls, these dried out hags, ask for everything that they're getting. You think it was gruesome and brutal that Fox Fallon fought a female MMA fighter and broke her skull? You think that's gruesome? You think that's bad? Imagine how loud these trolls and these hags are going to be screaming when these transgendered men start taking their political positions away from them. I mean, it already happened in New York. A transgendered person actually took a position from a woman who, basically a political position that was traditionally held by women. Yes, it happened in New York, and I'll say it like this. They have their hands tied. That's right, brothers. You heard what I said. These trolls, these dried out hags who are angry because they're getting equality, they have their hands tied. You see, while their domains get infiltrated by these transgender people, they're going to eat their lunch. That's right. They're going to eat their lunch. All of their positions that were traditionally held by women will be snatched away from them. I mean, it started with beauty pageants and then went to athletics, and now it's moving to political positions. That's right, brothers. It's moving to political positions. And it's not going to end there. But as crazy as this is, as twisted as all this is, I got to say it like this. It was all self-inflicted. They brought this on themselves. This is what they voted for. This is what they fought for 60 plus years. And now that they got it, they have buyer's remorse. They don't want it. And this just proves my point. It proves our point when we say that, for the most part, these tribes are emotional short-term thinkers. They are emotional short-term thinkers. They made themselves the face of entitlement. They made themselves the face of greed, the face of narcissism, the face of vanity here in Western civilization. And now, they're the face of hypocrisy. Yep. They did that to themselves. The consequences are not going away. It's going to wax worse and worse. It's all part of the law of reaping and sowing. So I guess my advice to you brothers is this. Don't do anything. Pull up a chair. Grab the popcorn. And observe. That's what you do, brothers. They brought this on themselves. This is the law of reaping and sowing. If you plant bad seeds, you have a shitty harvest. It is what it is. This is Lionel McTell. That's all I got, brothers. Like the video, like, share in the commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're enjoying this, my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right hand side of the screen. This is your blue icon. Right, fam? Right, brethren? You know it's real. You know everything. Go away, live away. SYSBM. As for these old hags, these trollops, and those who are mad because they got to pay their husband's alimony, and they don't like equality, when they got to pay up, give them nothing. This has been Mitchell PSA. More comes from the state. See you soon.